There is no denying how much impact the internet and technology have had on the way people work. People can now live in one location and work in another, including their own home. This kind of work is called telecommuting. It allows people to have their job structured to give them the opportunity to work from home and to work at any time. I'm Trevor Chambers with CMRU.ca News. I recently did some telecommuting of my own and called Shif Gadamseti. I called her at her home office from my home office to talk about her job and her life as a telecommuter. Shif works for the Council of Alberta University Students as the executive director.
My roles and responsibilities are pretty much everything. So I have an office, and it's mostly just there to sort of maintain a space to keep physical records. But I do everything from design work to drafting our priorities document, calls for consultation with the government, etc. There's just a ton. Anything you could think of, we do.
Like most telecommuters, there is a physical office away from home. Shif explains how great it is that she has the flexibility to choose the physical environment that she works in.
If there isn't really specifically a reason for me to be in the office and I have no meetings, I will take the option to work from home. And so I think it's great because a lot of my work does happen online, so there isn't necessarily a requirement for me to be in a physical space at any given time. You know, our members are in Calgary, in Lethbridge, and in Edmonton. So it makes it a lot easier for me to do this variety of responsibilities when I have a little bit of flexibility on my own.
Surveys have shown that a lot of companies are moving towards telecommuting for multiple reasons: saving payroll, improving employment satisfaction. But is telecommuting necessarily the right decision to go in? Shif shares her viewpoint.
I think there's definitely benefits to being in a work environment with other people and sort of a specifically assigned space. Even though I have the option to work from, there are times where I do prefer going into the office because it's quiet, it's isolated, and I don't want to be interrupted by, you know, someone in my home, or it just helps get me in a specific mindset. Sometimes I think the interaction piece, like the social interaction and like engagement with your peers, even in an environment like that, is really important.
Some critics of telecommuting have said that it takes a lot of self-motivation to work from home, or the complete opposite. They don't know when to call it a day. Shif explains how she, as a telecommuter, handles her work-life balance.
Well, I think, you know, there's definitely an ebb and a flow. For me, I can't say that everyone necessarily has this privilege or approaches their job in the same way, but I'm really thankful to have an opportunity where I really am passionate about the work. There's a lot of times when I'm doing things that don't necessarily feel like work, even though I know that they are. And I'm happy to be doing it. But I think, yeah, there is an ebb and a flow. So there's times where I'm really tired or I'm feeling closer to being burnt out. And having that flexibility of working from home allows me to break up the day a little bit more often. So I can take like an hour and sort of go for a walk or cook some food or like do a face mask. I can't tell you the amount of times I've like put on a face mask and done email power hour. It's great.
That was Shif Gadamseti, Executive Director for the Council of Alberta University Students. So much of what Shif does is online infrastructure and is through telecommunication essentially. Because of that, it doesn't force her to stay in her office, and she wouldn't have it any other way. I'm Trevor Chambers with CMRU.ca News.